Yud Beis Adar Rishon, Wednesday the 16th of February. Rabbi Benji Morgan, Practical Applications of Geneges Das.
Good morning to everybody. So someone asked me what I'm speaking about. I told him I'm speaking on Geneges Das. He says, hey, that was my idea. So today I want to just discuss Geneges Das, the concept, the Makoros, some practical applications, and we'll see what we can come out with Halacha L'maisa. The sugya of Geneges Das actually starts off in Chulin Daf Tzadi Gimel on base in a Mishnah, which is discussing someone who wants to give a present or even sell meat to a goy. And the Gemara differentiates between if that person, that yid, which is selling to the goy, a yerech, the part of the animal which has the gid hanosha in it, if someone is selling to the goy a whole yerech, or if he's selling to the goy a chelik of the yerech. What's the difference? Why does it make a difference if he's selling the entire yerech with the gid hanosha or a chelik? And the Gemara is machalik like this. If you sell the entire yerech, it's very clear that the gidanosha is still inside. And therefore, the goy knows that what you're selling to him is a piece of treifa meat, as it stands right now. He doesn't have any akaras atov to you for taking out the gidanosha, and it's okay, it's muta. Of course you can sell it. He knows what he's getting, you know what you're selling, there's no problem at all. However, says the Gemara, if you sell part of the yerech, part of the animal which would have the gid hanosha in, then because the goy knows that yidun take out the gid hanosha, he will presume that you have taken out the gid hanosha and have gone to the trouble to give him a piece of meat which only he himself would eat. And therefore, says Rashi, he's machzik leitoy v'chinam. This goy thinks, I owe this yid some brownie points. You know, he's done me a favor. I owe him one. When he doesn't. The yid never actually said to the goy that it includes the yerech, that it doesn't include the gid hanosha. But the Gemara says that's irrelevant. That is still included in Geneges Das. Because this goy is machzik leitoy v'chinam. And the Gemara down Sadi Dalad Amud Aleph continues and brings some applications of Geneges Das. One application of Geneges Das is someone who gives a gift to a goy, similar vein to the Yerech. And the story the Gemara brings is that there were two Amoraim which were crossing the river, and one of the Amoraim gave as his toll charge a chicken. I actually tried that on the Golden Gate Bridge, it didn't work. But he gave it his toll charge, he gave a chicken. So his Rebbe, who was going with him, said, you can't do that. Said, why not? He explained to him, because the goy thinks that that chicken is a kosher chicken, which nowadays is more expensive, or for whatever reason, it's something which a goy would be more makitoy for. And you are now implying, by giving him the chicken, and not saying, by the way, this is a treifa chicken, that he will now have more hakaras atoyv the next time you're going to go in the priority lane.
Why is the goy makitoy? He doesn't care if it's kosher or not.
That's a very good question. But the point is, what it seems already from the Gemara at the beginning of the Rishonim, is that it's not so much whether it's value, but more to the fact that this person has shown he's taken the effort to only give him something which he himself would use. That in itself is a compliment. That shows that I've got a friendship. I'm not giving you because it's something which I couldn't use anyway, so take it. There's a certain feeling that, wow, you know, you could have eaten this on Friday night and you still gave it to me. There's a Hakaras HaTov element. The other case the Gemara brings, it's something that actually applies, it's happened to me myself a few times, is you have someone in your kahilah, your community, you bump into shul, and he's expecting invitation, but there's only one problem, you don't want to have him. So then you hear from a different acquaintance that this guy's going away for Shabbos, he's got a chasna up north, or he's going to Israel, but he doesn't know that you know that. So you go to him and you say, you know, Mike, it would be really nice, I know we've been meaning to do this for a long time, would you come to me for Friday night? And it's actually a machloikas whether that's muta or not, but definitely if you push him and you say, please, please come, and you show that that's really something you want to do, that's awesome. And finally, one of the other cases that are brought down in the Gemara is a case of a barrel of wine. See, in the old days, the way it used to work is they used to have big barrels of wine. And once you opened the barrel, you'd taken off the seal, you only had a few days. So this person comes to your house, and you open a barrel of wine for him. Now that's very chashuv. You just spent a few £100 on opening a bottle of wine for him. What he doesn't know is that you're intending to sell this wine on to a chemvini, in the case of the Gemara, or you're having a big party that night anyway. And although he thinks that you've opened this because you're such a chashuv guest, in reality, the chashivas that you're giving him and the machzik le'toiva that he has to you is false. Those are the cases that the Gemara brings, amongst others. Now today, what I'd like to do is discuss five modern-day shailas on Gnei Vestas that come up in our regular-day lives. Talk about the makuras for Gnei Vestas and the gedorim of what Gnei Vestas is. And maybe could be able to come out with a lemaisa and go back to those five cases. Case number one. This happened to a friend of mine in Yerushalayim just a few months ago. He's someone who writes Divrei Torah and sends them out to mass email. He's got about 2,000 or 3,000 people on his email address, on his email sending list. Someone in his community was very sick, and he sent out a mass email requesting that people daven, and he says, you know, every single one of you is close to me, and you know, I'm only asking you this because this is someone who's close to me as well, and please daven. 2 or 3 days later, he got an email back from an old friend of his in Los Angeles. He wrote back to him, let's call this person Yonason, says, Rabbi Yonason, I really appreciate you contacting me all the way in Los Angeles to think of me and to know that this case is actually dear to me. Thank you for contacting me. He didn't realize he'd been CC'd or BCC'd in this email. And as far as he was concerned, Yonason had taken the time to write a whole page letter about where he was up to and why this case was so close to him, and he had a Koras HaTov to him. Was he mechuyev to show him that those brownie points which he just gained, where he was about to now fly him out to his daughter's chasen in LA, was he mechuyev to say to him, actually, you were one of 3,000, or not? That's case number one. Case number two, also a true story that happened to a Rebbe of mine in Eretz Yisrael. He's someone who rarely can go to the chasnas, even people which are close to him, he can very rarely go. And he goes from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak for a chasna, not something he does every day. This chasna was a relative's chasna, which he could not go to. So he arrives at the chasna, and it's one of these chasna halls where you sort of like it's there's the upstairs, there's the downstairs, there's the third floor, there's the basement, and then there's the doors on the side. We all know what it's like. So you walk into the chasna, there's the chuppah music in one place, and they're dancing in the other. No wonder they don't have speeches at these weddings. You know, you'd hear the speeches in the other chasna here. So he walks into the chasna, he walks into the hall, and he's in the lobby, and he's about to go into the relative's chasna, which he was about to go into, and he saw a neighbor of his from 20 years ago, who came and he says to him, wow, Rosh Kailal, this is unbelievable. Thank you so, so much for coming. I never really expected you. I know I sent you an invitation, but I never expected you to come. Thank you. Thank you very much. What do you do? Do you have to say, nah, I'm sorry, you don't mean much to me. You know, like, whatever, it's not. I didn't come for you. On the other hand, he's machzik le'toy v'chinam. It could be it's a iso g'nei v'stas. That's case number two. Case number three is in a hospital. Similar case that happened. So you go and visit, and this happens the whole time when people go to hospitals, especially in Eretz Yisrael, where it's all Yidden. You walk into hospital, there's someone else there, and he thanks you for coming. Now the fourth case is actually a case that happened, and that was that there was a child which was born in Ador time. So what did the parents call him? Mordechai, right? 2 weeks later, a check comes in the mail from a great uncle in Chicago. Thank you so much for naming him after my late brother. And here is $1,500 check Only in America. To thank you for doing that. Two shailas. One, is he mechuyev to tell him? B, is he mechuyev to give the money back? And finally, I told someone I was giving a share on Geneva Stas, and he says, I've got a great Geneva Stas shaila for you. What do you think of this shaila? He had a friend selling a house. He only had one potential buyer. For 6 months, the guy was dragging his feet in the sand. Just couldn't get the guy to commit. He's coming back, he wants to look at it again, he's going up, can I come look at it again and again? So a friend of his said to him, look, I've got a great idea. Why don't I come round to your house 5 minutes before the next viewing, and I'll leave the house just as this guy is coming in, and then, you know, just give a wave down the garden path and say, John will be in touch, yeah? When this guy comes in, suddenly he's going to feel, wow, the pressure's on, there's someone else involved in this. Is he allowed to, or is he not? Is that Geneva's das, or is it not? So let's go to the Makoros. It's actually interesting, in the Torah we already find a Makor for Geneva's das, by Yosef and his brothers, that the Rashi says that the Shvach of Yosef and his brothers was that it wasn't Echad Bepeh, the Echad Belev, and the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, Perek Beis, already speaks out that one of the Isser and Geneva's das is that it's not Toche Kabari. You're not being open and honest and straight up. And the brothers, the way they related with Yosef was that they were not pretending that they were on one position, on one situation with him, and in one not. But that's still not the Makur. So the Ritva says, over there in Chulin Daf Tzadi Dala, Dirmaschel Kudu'om Ashmol, the Ritva says like this, is the Geneva's Daitoi, he's talking about even Shal Nochri, which may be on Gezeles Nochri is Mutter, but Geneva's Nochri is also. It's a Geneva's Daita Shal Nochri, but the Chsiv Loisi Gneuva Veloisi Chachashu. The Issa Geneva's Das is a lav mid Eiraisa of Loisi Gneuva, of Loisi Gneuva. It's included in the lav of Loisi Gneuva. Not Loisi Gzoil, but included in the lav of Loisi Gneuva. And the Smag, in Loisa Asei Kufnun Hei, is of the same opinion. This is included in the lav of Loisi Gneuva. This is not just a sweet thing. This is included in a Doraisa. However, the Smak in Mitzvah Samach Beis clearly brings, yesh, he brings Leisignoiv, and he says, the Issa of Leisignoiv is Shalei Lignoiv Mamoin. The Issa of Leisignoiv is not to steal money. The Yesh Geneva Acheres, and there is one other Geneva, Sheosru Chachomim, that the Chachomim Midrabonon Asad, Kegoin Genevos Hadda'as, like in Eva Sadaas, is Osur, Bafim and Daikshin Shalakim Osur. So the Smak is very clearly arguing with the Smag and the Ritva. So on the one side we've got the Ritva and the Smag, which say that Midda Eiraisa, there is an Issa of Geneva Stas, and it's included in the Lav of Leisignoiv. On the other side we've got the Smak, which says that no, it's an Issa Drabon of Leisignoiv, that's when you steal money. What's the Machlekas? Why would one say it's included in Leisignoiv and not and another one not? A different question. There's two Heterim which I brought down on Geneva's Das. There's a few more, but I'd like to focus on these two. One Heter is, in a case where you're doing this to be mechabed someone. For example, I come to you Friday night in shul, and this guy, he never gets any invitations. He never gets any invitations. So you go over to him and you say, would you like to come to me? I'd love to have you this week. I'm not sure if I can have you. Can I have you? And then the people around him are listening and they understand. Why would there be an exception over there? If there isn't a rise over here, and if we're discussing that this including the Lav Leisignoiv, why would a case of Kovod Abrius help? There's Leisignoiv. So just because you're trying to help the guy get a meal, you can gamf? I mean, Geneva's Mormon. If you're trying to help someone get a meal, you can go to your friend's house and steal the meal so that he can have a meal? And the second heta, which is also confusing if it's included in the Lav Leisignoiv, is a case of Iud Atiyan Afshay. The case is brought down where Rava and Rav Safra were walking in the street, and they bumped into Mazutra. Mazutra turns around to them and he says, "Thank you so, so much for coming out here to meet me." So Rav Safra turned around to Mazutra. He says to him, "I didn't come to meet you. We were walking on the street. He didn't want to do Geneva Stas." So Robert turned around to Rav Safra. He said, "You didn't have to tell him that. Ihu da'ati anafshe. He's the one who's fooling himself." Right? Since when do you go on the street walking, looking around so that you can greet Mazutra? It's very clear that Ihu da'ati anafshe. If it's a derisively signal, even if someone is fooling himself into giving you money that is not rightfully yours, you have to go back and give it to him. Just because someone is Ihu da'ati anafshe, if this is included in the lavably signal, how could this be motus? So Bishlem would be the smack. He can understand this sukkah very well. It's a drabbonon, because of Kavod HaBriyos sometimes the Chazal can set their gedorim that in Kavod HaBriyos will be doicha the drabbonon. In a case of where Ihu da'ati anafshe, we never put that together. But if it's le signal, then how can we make these two heterim? So I want to start Sue here, Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzarish Chof Dalad, the Rassel Oyagin of Momin, which is a fascinating Chiddush from the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says that there are two lav in why we are not allowed to steal. Loi Sigzoil, Loi Signoiv. What is the definition of Gezela? Gezela is me taking something from you which is not mine. Me possessing something which belongs to you, and it doesn't really belong to me, and I have gone and take it, and I hold that artifact. That is Loi Signoiv. What's Loi Signoiv? The Minchas Chinuch says that if you had a case of where someone took something which was yours, let's for example say you're in the office, and someone's taken your pen, someone's taken your phone. There's a kleptomaniac in the office. He's stolen your phone. He takes it home. It's rightfully yours. Are you allowed to go back and break into his house at night and take what is rightfully yours? Says the Minchas Chinuch. Avul Geneva, Gezela is taking something which is not yours. Avul Geneva, the Af Sheloi, even something which belongs to you, Osur lignoiv. It's also to ganuf. You hear this? It's also to ganuf something which is rightfully yours. You are not allowed to break into a house to take something which is rightfully yours because of loy signoiv. Why? Because he explains that there's two avlus when you steal. There's one, the fact that you've taken something which is not yours. That's loy sigzil. But included in loy signoiv is also the corruption of ethics that happens to you when you break into someone else's house. Even if you're about to take something which is yours. But if you are doing the action of sneaking into someone else's pocket, going into someone else's house, you're over on Leisignov. It doesn't matter that there's no hefsid moment. To Leisignov, says Ibn Chaskinoch, it's the hashchosus hamidus. It's the fact that you are being sneaky. You are sneaking up on someone and doing something to them that they don't know. And it's the fact that you're doing it to yourself, that's the Issa. That's the Issa of Leisignov. If you learn like him in Chas Chinuch, we can understand the Ritvan, the Smag. What's the Machlaikos? Well, it's clearly, either you say Leisignov is Momon, and therefore anything else is Rabbonon, or no, you can say that Leisignov is not including Hefsed Momon. Leisignov is not dependent on whether there's a Hefsed Momon or not, like the Minchas Chinuch says. It's dependent on whether you are being Yashrustit to yourself and to other people, whether you are sneaking up on other people or not. And it doesn't matter even if you're taking something which is rightfully yours. So even in a case of Geneva Stas, if I'm inviting you, even though I'm not being Masjid you Momon, but what's happening to me? I'm corrupting myself, and that is included in the lav of Leisignov. And according to this, we can answer why there's these two materials. We asked, how can it be that there is a heter that if you're doing it so that this person should get an invitation for a meal? Why would there be a heter? Leisignov, you can't go and steal someone else's chicken just so that this person should have a meal. But the answer is, the issa over here is because you have corrupted yourself. There's a hashchosus hamidus. That's what's included in the lav of Leisignov. So therefore, if I am doing this not so that I should sneak up on him and he should thank me for something which is machzik lo tov lo chinam, if that's not the reason why I'm doing it, if the reason why I'm doing it is so that he should get a meal, then I'm not being sneaky anymore. And that's the other heter. Ihu da'ati anafshe. In the case of Mazutra, the whole is over here is because you are being sneaky. You're corrupting yourself. You're trying to pretend that you're doing something for this person when you're not. if this person is Iyudati Anashe, when this person is trying, is fooling himself into thinking that I'm walking the streets of London trying to look to greet him, then that's not called being sneaky, and therefore it would never be included in the larger place signif. And even the smack which says it's Rabbonon is learning that it's a Drabbonon. Why? Because it wouldn't be, you need to have Sidmonon. But this is the idea, this is the Geder of Gnevus Das. The Geder of Gnevus Das is something which is happening to yourself. So let's go back to the cases. In the case of the email, send a mass email to 3,000 people. This person thanks you from Los Angeles for sending him the email. So, l'chayra, on face value, this is a case of Iyuta Atiyan Afshay. CC, BCC, which world do you live in? You know, the email is not that you go to the post office, put on a stamp and write the letter out personally to every individual. On the other hand, maybe a case could be made that if it's, this is an elderly gentleman who's somehow printed out the email to him on a piece of paper and it was an old acquaintance that doesn't know about email, maybe you wouldn't apply the case of Iyud Atiyan Afshay. But as a general rule, if that was not the case, then if someone comes and thanks you for an email that you've sent out on mass email, you wouldn't be mechuyif to tell him, actually I sent this out on mass email. What about this case of the chasno, the hospital? Now here it gets a little bit tricky. First of all, it would depend on whether this person was expecting you to come or not. If this is someone who really would expect you to come, but you just couldn't be bothered going, and then you suddenly bumped into him and you didn't realise, then clearly that would be a case of Gnevus Das, and you would not be able to say Iyud Atiyan Afshay. But if it's someone like an acquaintance from 20 years ago where clearly he's delusionizing himself in the fact that he's thinking that you're going to come to Bnei Brak to come to this wedding, then in such a case, you would not be mechuyev to say. However, and this is where it gets tricky, because even though there's a heter of Iyud Atiyan Afshay, you wouldn't be allowed to then go and imply that what you were... Yes, I know, it's really... hasn't been a long time, I thought I'd just go and make the effort. You wouldn't be allowed to say that, because Iyud Atiyan Afshay is only calls man that he is actually thinking, but you would have to just keep quiet and say, yeah, thank you. In the case of the check, Motzchah is named the Purim, and you get this check. Clearly that's a case of Iyud Atiyan Afshay. He's thinking that in Purim time, I'm calling my name Motzchah after a great uncle's brother who I never even knew. Iyud Atiyan Afshay. And this was a shayla that came to Rav Moshe. Do you know what Rav Moshe said? You have to tell him. Why? I thought we had a case of Heter of Iyud Atiyan Afshay. This guy is delusionizing himself. The answer is, says Rav Moshe, that he is Iyud Atiyan Afshay. He is living in a state of delusion. But the money, there's no Heter of Iyud Atiyan Afshay on the money. You know, if someone thinks that he owes you $1,500 and then he Iyud Atiyan Afshay and he never really did, you still have to give the money back. So even though the Heter of Iyud Atiyan Afshay is by Gnevus Das because that's Hashkosa Samidus like we've made the Minchas Chinuch, but the actual money you'd have to return, and why are you returning the money? So if you had a way of getting the money back to him without telling him that was the reason, then maybe that would be mutter. But Pashtus, the only way you're going to get the money back to him is by telling him, actually, I never named it back him, in which case he's going to charge you the $1,500. So that's the case, that's Rav Moshe's sack with the check.
Who would be assaulted, brother?
We're going to come to that, it's a good question. Finally, in the case of the house. So someone asked me, is this Gnevus Das? So I'm telling you, it's not Gnevus Das. Absolutely not Gnevus Das. But it's also Midiraisa. Why? The Gemara in Shavuos. The Gemara in Shavuos. The Gemara in Shavuos. On Lamadon Beis here talks about someone who wants to bring someone to Beis Din. And he owes him money, and he knows legitimately owes him money, and this guy is denying it, but he's only got one aid. So he comes up with a very good plan. That what he's doing is that he's Yeshiv Talmud Borilofonov. He brings his Talmud, this Rebbe brings his Talmud along, and says, just stand here while that guy's in the dock. And then when he looks up, he says, oi, there's two Eidim. And he better confess. Says, the Gemara, you're over on the deraisa. What's the deraisa? Midvash Sheker Tirchok. You have created an environment where this person perceives that he has to own up for something or do something which is not the reality. You're over on Midvash Sheker Tirchok. Why not even Gnevus Das? Why doesn't this Gemara? Why is this Gemara on Lamadon base not born Dach Tzadi Dalet? I think the answer lies in both the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch and really in the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi over here on Sadi Dal Lam Dal says, "We shum the gain of Dagtoi, the nymphs are machzik le toi v'chinam." Rashi explains that the issa of Gnevus Das is that this person owes you something. He feels he's got brownie points. He owes you for the meal. You've opened a bottle of wine. You've given him a kosher chicken. He feels like he owes you something. That's the issa of Gnevus Das. The issa of Gnevus Das is not misleading. There might be other Isurim. There might be Mitvashek Ketirchot Bisraisa, but that's not what the Geder or the Hagdor of Gnevus Das is. The Hagdor of Gnevus Das is that this person feels he owes you something when he doesn't. In the case of him walking down the garden path because he was trying to sell a house, this person doesn't feel he owes you something. In the case of the Beis Din, he doesn't feel he owes him something. He feels that this person has created an environment which is not true. And therefore, I would say that it's much more comparable to the case of Lamadon, Basie, and Shavuos, where by creating an environment of two witnesses, when there isn't, this person signs, gives you the money, which you might rightfully deserve, or he signs on the house, which you might rightfully deserve, but it is coming from a mitzvah sheker tirchak environment, it's coming from an environment which you have created. So it comes out that the Hagdorah over here of Gnevus Das is machzik lo toi v'chinam. And the emes, this is the halacha. This is the loshen, the Shulchan Aruch. In Chesh Mishra, it's in Rish Chof Ches, Siv Vav, and Siv Zayin. It's very clear. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Ve'ein lignoiv das habrius." It's also to be going of das habrius bidvarim shemare she'osa b'shviloi ve'einoi osa. It's also to be going of das habrius when he's showing or pretending that he's doing something for someone else, a favor, he's inviting him, he's opening a bottle of champagne, he's giving him the sushi that was left over from last night, he's giving him the crew cakes from the Kiddush, when really, this guy says, "Wow, you spent £70 in Carmeli on these crew cakes," and it was actually from a Kiddush that he had this morning. So that is the Issa. The Issa is that he's been going of Das Habriyus, Shemarash, Sha'osa Bishvili, Ve'enei Osa. But in a case of where you're just creating misleading circumstances, it's Osa, but it's not Gnevus Das. The case of the house, of course it's Osa, because of Mitzvah Sheker Tirchak. What is the Makor? What is the Issa? So on the one hand we've got the Smag in the Ritva, on the other hand we've got the Smack. But if you both of them, the Chira, and the Chiddush is in the Ritva, that it's including those Signiv, and the Heterim are there because the entire Issa, and the reason why the Signiv is not Tehillah on Hefzad Momon. But the Esau of Gnevus Das is something which you have done to yourself. And it's always a question. When it comes to a business deal, there might be a legal loophole. And there might be a heter in halacha. And sometimes you can find something that it's okay. But the next question the Menchas Chinuch makes us ask is, what's happened to us? And is it worth sacrificing our integrity in order to make that extra buck? Thank you for inviting me, and thank you for listening.